Hi, I'm Julia.
And I'm Henning.
And we're from Round Top. And you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM in Acra, Hudson, and Catskill.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509. WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol McCrossin of Washingtonville, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Yep, you're listening to WGXC 90.7. And when I'm coming home from the turnip picking, I like to listen to the Battlefield Earth program. Boy, that guy's got some sensibility about him, doesn't he? Every Tuesday nights at 9:30. It's crazy out there.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with music from NXS, Tony Basil, the KLF, and the British one-hit wonder more famously known for watching over the Slayer. It's also the start of Geek Speak's spring cleaning, so here we go. Star Wars Celebration finally revealed the way forward for Lucasfilm's attempts to restore the franchise's cinematic glory after that installment, while also laying out the timeline of the universe and where the films and TV fall. The timeline breaks down into the following eras: Dawn of the Jedi, The Old Republic, The High Republic, Fall of the Jedi, Rise of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, The New Republic, Rise of the First Order, and New Jedi Order. James Mangold will go from directing Indy's final adventure to chronicling the origin of the Jedi, 25,000 years before the prequels, telling Variety his approach will be like an old-school religious epic a la Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments, but about the discovery of the Force. This may be the furthest away, as he's also making Buster Keaton and Bob Dylan biopics, along with officially signing on for Swamp Thing's cinematic return. Meanwhile, Dave Filoni will direct an epic crossover set in the New Republic era, bringing his shows, Mandalorian, Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, together for a battle with the Imperial Remnant. Finally, on the heels of Damon Lindelof dropping out of the project and Peaky Blinders creator Steven Knight coming aboard the script, Shireen Abaichnoi's film will kick off the New Jedi Order and try to find some redemption for the sequel trilogy as Daisy Ridley returns as Rey, 15 years after meeting Grandpa Palpatine, begins forming the titular order, calling Broomboy from Last Jedi as first recruit. Over on the TV front, the debut of the first trailer for the August debuting Ahsoka was followed with the saw-it-coming reveal of Lars Mikkelsen reprising his Rebels character, the one, the only Admiral Thrawn. But this came along with another surprise return by an actor who's already making a surprise return to his most iconic role, as David Tennant will voice the live-action version of his Rebels character, Droid Hyang. The Andor panel, besides a room-only teaser for Season 2, established a tentative August 2024 date for the second season of the Rogue One prequel. The Acolyte panel revealed Hunis Sotamo, the recent man in the suit for Chewbacca, will betray a Wookiee Jedi, while Squid Game's Lee Yung-jae will play a Jedi Master. Post-panels, Kathleen Kennedy told IGN that, as Donald Glover himself had recently stated, the return of his Lando is still in development, and that Rogue Squadron isn't dead following Patty Jenkins' departure and could end up being a series instead. Finally, before the celebration, news had broken that John Watts' Skeleton Crew will have episodes directed by newly minted Oscar winners Daniel Kwan and Daniel Shinert, as well as Green Knight and Ghost Stories' David Lowery. Over in the Hooniverse, while not 100% confirmed, the Daily Mirror is probably on the money that UNIT will be the focus of the first spinoff, led by Gemma Redgrave's Kate Stewart. Whatever spinoffs do occur, they will not sadly include a spiritual successor to the Sarah Jane Adventures, i.e. a more kid-aimed show. Russell T. Davis saying right now the money to make such a show up to their standards isn't there because of the decline of children's television, especially in the UK, something he lambasted back in 2015. Definitely happened is the return of Stephen Moffat as a writer. Great news, so long as he remembers the moon is not an egg. Hey, Russell never lived down Love and Monsters, and even the great Robert Holmes wrote The Power of Kroll. And lastly, two-time drag race winner Jinx Monsoon will also join next season's cast. Discovery's end on the way and Picard winding down, the next ongoing Trek series has been announced to be Starfleet Academy, set to begin production next year with its placement in the timeline unknown. TV Line announced renew orders are already placed for a third season of Strange New Worlds and fifth season of Lower Decks ahead of their upcoming seasons. Lastly, Alex Kurtzman told SFX Magazine there may be a shift towards miniseries a la the MCU, directly mentioning continuing the stories and characters from this season of Picard in that manner. And yeah, this is probably the best way to get Michelle Yeoh back given her schedule. Not continuing on as Willow, at least for now. Despite positive reviews, ratings were soft and cuts must be made. Showrunner John Kasdan on social media said the cancellation isn't final and hopes the already written second season will eventually see the light of day. Let the conquest begin. Variety broke that discussion has begun for a second Game of Thrones prequel, covering how the original three heads of the dragon conquered and unified the barbarian kingdoms of Westeros. The search for writers and showrunners has just begun, but one possibility is it may begin as a feature film before continuing on HBO. As for the current prequel, Deadline reports House of the Dragon Season 2 episode count has shrunk from 10 to 8. Despite the brutal cuts at Warner Brothers Discovery, the trade says this is more story-driven, and it's highly likely HBO will greenlight a third season ahead of the premiere. And in this segment, the truth is out there, but not in Albuquerque. TV Line broke the "nope, totally not riding Lower Decks" coattails, animated comment The X-Files Albuquerque has been passed on by Fox. That doesn't mean the entire franchise is being taken into a huge storage room, as in an interview on the Coast, Chris Carter revealed Ryan Coogler is developing some form of revival. Today's first set begins with a holdover from the last installment of One Hitters. One of 1974's few highlights was David SX's Rock On, which peaked at number 5 on March 9th, and would go on to be sampled by dozens of artists, including Cold Crush Brothers and R.E.M., and covered as well, Michael Damian's 1989 version being his one hit. Between the original and that was Tony Basil.
Hey, shout out, summertime blues. Rock on. Rock on.
Let me
show you around, or maybe play you a sound. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you'd like something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home.
Don't you panic.
It's by the light of the night. It'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a
sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
I'm a transvestite. On the slab, I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame, so I'll remove the cause, but not the symptom.
That was Buffy and Repo the Genetic Opera's Anthony Head, when he still included Stewart in there. His one UK top 10 hit cover, Sweet Transvestite, coming off his acclaimed lead in a then recent revival run. For that was Tony Basil's version of Rock On. Let's start off the Marvel news with a little round of Nah 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 Hey Hey. As the rounds of layoffs and cuts at Disney has finally finished, what Civil War, Doctor Strange, and the Inhumans started, ending Marvel CEO Ike Perlmutter's 20-plus year run at the top of the company. By this time, he only had power over Consumer Products Division, i.e. comics and merchandise. Thanks to an attempt to fire Kevin Feige over disagreements on Civil War, he infamously didn't want to lay down more money to keep Downey and just wanted to sub Hulk for Iron Man. And his control over the TV division ended with the debacle of the Inhumans. Also, the coda to his idiotic grudge against Fox holding X-Men rights. Since the firing, it's also been revealed he was part of the short-lived Rogue Investor attempted coup against Iger's return. He was what Marvel needed when coming out of bankruptcy at the turn of the century, but his penny-pinching ways, micromanagement, and reported misogyny and racism are enough to say, sayonara, sucker, maybe Netanyahu will give you a job. Anyway, can certain segments of the fandom now accept that the Norton Hulk is still in continuity? And thus, despite my disappointment with Love and Thunder and trepidation regarding finally seeing Quantumania, forget Colin Saul, call Kristoff. Despite early rumors Bob Odenkirk would play Wonder Man's talent agent in the Yahya Abdul-Mateen II starring Disney Plus miniseries, it's instead Ed Harris. Flying over to the more direct competition, James Gunn confirmed on Twitter he'll also direct Superman Legacy, noting he was offered it before doing Suicide Squad but didn't have a take that would have, quote, gave Superman the dignity he deserved, but cracked it last year by focusing on his heritage as son of both aristocratic aliens and Kansas farmers. Frank Grillo, frustrated with the purging of Crossbones from the MCU, is switching sides, telling comicbook.com he's playing an unspecified role in a future DCU project, many speculated Gunn's Creature Commandos animated series, and expressing frustration over how the quite major in the comics Captain America foe became an afterthought following his Winter Soldier debut. Outside the big two, fan dreams come true as Netflix has greenlit an animated adaptation of Scott Pilgrim, showrunner by creators Brian Lee O'Malley and Ben Dave Grabinski, executive produced by Edgar Wright, and bringing back pretty much all the cast from the cult classic film adaptation. Going into the second half, I'll be taking a weekend road trip to Boston this weekend, so you could say I'm shipping up. Here's Trailer Music UK's cover of the Dropkick Murphys.
Thank you. alone to weep. Cause this day I found my friend is inside my own mind and soul to keep. And this spirit is letting go and letting the people know. But this ain't the time and this ain't the place to test me. This ain't the place to judge, don't stress me. This is the place, this is the time. My enterprise and this my rhyme.
Let the carnival begin.
Geek continues on WGXC. That set began with Epic Trailer Music UK's rendition of I'm Shipping Up to Boston, followed by Stereo MC's Deep Down and Dirty, and Gary Clale and On You Sound System, The Crying Human Nature. Starting the last segment of Geek Speak with some odds and ends. It's been a long road, but the third Paddington film is finally a go. Deadline reporting Paddington in Peru will start filming this summer under new director Dougal Wilson. The return of Lord & Miller's cult classic tune Clone High has been set at sometime this spring on HBO Max. And I get to smugly say, told you so, to the performatively to the point of toxicity, woke scolds online who melted down over the original announcement because while most of the original voice cast is returning, Clea will now be voiced by Iranian-American Mitra Juhari. And of course they're not bringing back Gandhi, seeing as that's kind of what got the show canceled originally. And in the This Is What I Wanted Before X Happened, remember that rumor Hogwarts Legacy was probably becoming a TV show? Never mind, it's a reboot. Bloomberg broke HBO is close to sealing a deal with Lady Voldemort for a new adaptation of Harry Potter that would see each book get a full season. And yeah, no, not even with other means that wouldn't put money in her pocket to continue her turf war will I watch. Now let me get off the soapbox. It was inevitable Michael Mann's Heat 2 novel, sequel/prequel, would be headed towards being a film sequel/prequel. Deadline reported Adam Driver may continue on with Mann from their recent Ferrari biopic collab to portray the younger Robert De Niro in the prequel portion. Speaking of inevitable, with Puss in Boots surprise success, Illumination chief Chris Meledandri told Variety talks have begun with the original cast for a fifth Shrek. With Mario smashing box office records and at least not being a redo of the live-action movie in terms of poisoning the well for the future, seems like a good time to clear out some video game adaptation news that's piled up in the corner. Speaking of failed live-action adaptations, The Hollywood Reporter reports that Legendary is partnering with Capcom to develop film and TV projects for Street Fighter. In addition to a Tomb Raider Amazon TV series written and produced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, THR reports a connected movie and new game are also in the works. Yahoo reports Behavior Interactive is teaming with Blumhouse and Atomic Dog to bring slasher homage Dead by Daylight to cinemas. Bezos Co. ain't leaving much on the table for anyone, it seems. They've also got God of War and Fallout series in the offering. As THR passed on, Amazon is developing a movie version of cult classic Sega series Toe Jam and Earl. Lionsgate prefers their Sega classic a bit more punchy and kicky. Deadline reporting they've picked up Sega's planned adaptation of beat-em-up series Streets of Rage with a script by John Wick creator Derek Kolstad. Sega's not done yet, teaming with Picture Start for a planned film adaptations of Comic Zone, in which a jaded comic book creator and a young queer POC writer are pulled into the final issue. And Space Channel 5, the classic Dreamcast dance game about a fast food worker recruited by a reporter from the future to save the world from aliens via silly viral dances. You have died of people randomly breaking into song. Collider reports Blades of Glory and Lyle Crocodile Helmer's Josh Gordon and Will Speck are playing a dark comedy musical of classic Frontier Simulator Oregon Trail. Finally for today, THR announced Tarantino has set his final directorial film as The Movie Critic, set to begin shooting this fall. Initial speculation based off the only other solid fact that it's set in the 70s led to speculation it would be about legendary critic Pauline Kael's brief tenure as a consultant at Paramount. That was debunked by QT himself, saying at the Grand Rex Review in Paris it's set in 1977 and not about Kael. Today's penultimate set of alternative rock ballads begins with Not Enough Time by NXS. In Excess regretted there was not enough time, followed by the Escape Club promising I'll be there. Our last set begins with another recent One Hitters callback. Here's E-Rock's version of Dueling Banjos. The KLF has left the industry, was how they ended the live performance of our last song, their farewell remake of 3AM Eternal with Electronic Noise Terror. Prior to that was the Cybertronic Spree's cover of Ballroom Blitz, and this last set for the installment began with E-Rock's rendition of Dueling Banjos. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with One Hitters 1975. Stay safe as we mark the passing of Luscious Jackson keyboardist Vivian Tremble with their track, Nervous Breakthrough.
she gon'